Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us is Andy Owens, Managing Editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, the Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. Today he's on the phone from Charleston. Andy, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you.
So what's showing up on your radar today?
We follow the Port of Charleston pretty closely, and there aren't a lot of areas of our state's economy that aren't touched by the port. You know, even if you don't live and work close to one of the two inland ports in Greer or Dillon, or even, you know, close to the waterfront in North Charleston, Charleston or Georgetown. And that's why we were interested to see the recent results of an economic impact study from the University of South Carolina. You know, we know that large manufacturers such as BMW, Michelin, Volvo, Boeing, Bosch, Mercedes-Benz, they directly attribute the port's success to their decision to come here and expand, at least in part. But the study found that the port actually drives 10% of the state's economy. And that's an overall multiplier effect of like $63.4 billion. The study also said that 1 in 10 jobs is attributable to the port. That has resulted in $1 billion in annual tax revenue from the state. The last time they did this study was 2015. The port's effect on the state's economy has grown by about $10 billion in that time. When we talked to the president and CEO, Jim Newsom, of the port, he said something very interesting, though. He said that we can't expect that to continue. He said, you know, over the next 10 years, you know, we're not going to get that kind of $10 billion return. So he and his board are looking at the next iteration of the port, and that seems to be in warehouse and logistics and distribution. If you drive between Columbia and Charleston on I-26, you are going to see millions of square feet of Class A industrial space either coming online or under construction. And we went out to some of those sites. You know, these aren't the kind of warehouses that are dusty repositories of boxes. These are modern tilt-up facilities that have been built for efficiency. You know, some of them have trucks that deliver on one side and then truck out on the other.
It sounds like our state is making a concerted effort to become a big player in distribution.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, traditionally, we've kind of ceded that position to Savannah. And so some of their facilities have been around for a while, and they're not quite as modern as some of these things that have been built around here.
What else are you seeing, Andy?
Like much of the country, we have a lot of jobs in South Carolina. The unemployment rate in Charleston County, for example, in September was 1.4%, which is incredibly low. And across the state, the unemployment rate is 2.9% in September. So, you know, there's a sense that if we don't increase the talent pipeline in the next few years, a lot of the economic wins that we've seen recently could evaporate. Our reporters across the state have been talking to a major sector that is dealing with this, and that's construction. One of the home builders we talked to in the Midlands said that a lack of skilled labor, and, you know, these aren't just people who can sling hammers, which are very important, but these are craftspeople who develop skills over years. The lack of that is increasing the time it takes to get a home built by as much as 30 days. And, you know, that translates into the amount of money it costs by almost 25%.
Is anybody doing anything about this for the construction industry?
Some of the things that are being done is they're working with, like, the technical colleges and the high schools and even some of the junior highs. But part of it is to make students aware of the opportunities in this sector, because these jobs do pay very well. And so they're doing things like job shadowing and apprenticeships. Midlands Tech, for example, has a collaborative job training program to teach students building skills. And the job shadowing from the folks, the educators we talk to, is very important because it allows students to get a sense of what the job is like so they can kind of see themselves doing that. And then they realize how much they can make, and then they realize kind of the job satisfaction by actually talking to folks who are on the job site. So, you know, if you're looking for opportunity, you know, it's here and it's now and it's going to be increasing.
And Andy, anything showing up on the event calendar?
Yes, the South Carolina Manufacturing Conference and Expo is going to be held October 29th and 30th. That's Tuesday and Wednesday at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. A business boot camp is going to be hosted by the Columbia Chamber November 1st and 2nd. It's a two-day event at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. And then on November 5th, the Women's Business Summit with Lieutenant Governor Pam Evatt is going to be, she's going to be the keynote speaker at that event, and that's also at the Columbia Convention Center.
Andy, as always, thanks for your time.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes three business journals across the state and a statewide business magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.